Thursday with a question about the pshat and the bir agra. The Talmidim suggested something, and I found it in Sefer Shiurei Shevet HaLevi. I don't know if you have that. We have it downstairs. You can look it up. Rabbi Vosna Shiurim, they wrote up, and right over here, it goes by Sif. Remember, we're in Simen Kuf Sadiches, a very long Simen. This is in Sif Aleph, the first of I think 48 Sifim. Just beginning, but already things get a little bit complex. What did Vilna Gaon mean in Sif Katan Dal? What was he driving at? So he says, he writes, well, I felt good when the first thing says Tsara Beer. Not clear what the Vilna Gaon meant. I said, okay, I thought I was nuts. I didn't know what the Vilna Gaon meant for sure. So now I'm in very good company. I mean, Vazen wasn't sure what the Vilna Gaon meant, so I'm in good company. I don't know what he meant either. But what did he mean, as a matter of fact, the Vilna Gaon? So the Shiurei Shevet writes as follows. Look, Tosha says that the Gura quotes that she was Ma'ayin and a Tayyar Guf, right? And she found nothing. Zero. Nonetheless, you require chafifa for kol haguf. That's what Tosh talks about, not just for the Seyer. What are they looking for already? What are they looking for? Do you ready to check this stuff out? What could possibly be? The most it could possibly be, he suggests, is a miyut she'en ha'makbid. So you see the chatchil of tzchon. So the whole idea of chafifa v'shev kol haguf is to eliminate the possibility. That's what the Talmidim suggested on Thursday. You mechava to Rav Voz Nazar. So that's what I thought also, but I was afraid to say it myself. Sometimes you have to see someone, you know, sometimes you want to be original, sometimes you want not to be original. You want to have someone bigger than you and earlier say it first, you know, because not so sure it's right. So when I saw him, I said right away, I jumped on it. Oh, the Talmidim Shlita have the ripe shot. Okay? That's point number one for today. Okay. We had discussed at the end of the shiur the remarkable tshuva of Chasam Sofer. We never finished it, right? If I'm not mistaken, we didn't finish it. Correct? Might still be here from Thursday? Not here? Got to do it again? We'll do it again. Chasam Sofer, Yoredeya Kuf Tzadihe. That's what we're doing. Didn't have a chance to finish it. In some Shulchan Aruchs, you'll find this on the bottom. Some don't have it. Depends which version of Shulchan Aruch you have. The really good ones have it. That's where I saw it. So you may recall that it was a minhag for the woman to keep her hair on for the B.S. Mitzvah and cut it off. I realize that's much too small to read like this. Settings, right? Settings here? Yeah. Oh, now I can actually see it. See it in the back? Yeah? You read it now? So the question is, there's a concept of how the chotets are also lokuts. By tzipora and the bosra, porish, the tosefta. Koloma lokuts kakotus dami. It's a chatzitza bebeis. A star, mokam chibra, hayas, tirim, achelik, hatzorach, hashas, oruch, Okay. What's the toast about Bakam of Ayan Rav Mabez of all places? Kolom and Lizwa Kedarg Zarg Dami. And Rav Chasam Sofer says Kolom and Lixos is comparable to Kolom and Lizwa. Hineki Chain, Hochan Higin Nashi Shalalokos Saras Aracha Dios Mitzvah, Mamish, Umak Pedet Shetovo Al Hachosan Bisaras Arukos, Ula Yetz Yosalahem is Ze Miyotze Hinuma Varosha Parua. Isha Alocha. I gave you a Pshan on Thursday, which is very far from this. I gave you a very balabatash shot. Let the husband see his wife once, and we can not this from afar when she has a full head of hair. No, it's a halacha. It's a halacha zach. We should fulfill the mitzvah of Yotzei Yerusha Perua. Today, you go to weddings, in certain circles, they doubt that you can't see a head of hair when the kala goes to the chuppah. Against the chasam sofer. So they had to see some of the hair. How do you like that? What an original chasam sofer to prove that this minhag is incorrect. Okay, but that's a little political. Okay, Eishiyah, he said. I was going to say, Eishiyah.
Ein asaras omedas lizgalech, praise to be omdos lizgalech, bishas tvila aracha bilas mitzvah. Vabilim avsekes ben tvila legiluach, lo shayach olomen lukas kikotzuz. How do you like that? Ufrat, the tama mishum miyut of makbid, vahocha adiraba, makpedas yilos nasaras.
It's a very important general svara that Chassam Sofer is referring to over here. There could be a makbid that you dafka on or off, there could be neutral, and dafka makbid you want to have it on. And a makbid that you want it on is a reason to be makel. It's going to come up in many cases we'll be discussing the next few weeks. Many cases, for medical reasons, you dafka on it on. So the Chassam Sofer quotes that as a legitimate svara in the middle of this argument. Keep that in mind. Right. And he brings it right from Nazir. Also Tom Mesh Tavo Bishvi we get a Bishmini the also lot feel Bishmini Sarah Malikos I can't be it says before Shigmai Yotze so you see there's no problem came there but that Raya is not such a good Raya Rove whatever the first reason is good he signs his name Shachazam Saif how do you like that amazing Tshuva keep that Tshuva in mind it's going to come up to other cases as well oh. So this sugya in Chul Nine Gimel is a fascinating sugya. We should take a look at it just for a minute since the Chassam Sofer quotes it. We'll see if you want to be really accurate. It starts the last line, I believe, of Chul Nine Beis and Beis. So we have to start from there just to see those actual words that he's quoting. That's my recollection. We'll see soon. Here he goes. V'chol ha'omed, literally the last words. V'chol ha'omed lachtoch. Okay. Kachotoch, let me. Next page. Okay. Who's going there? Meir, the Tznan. Kol yodos ha'kelem she maruchos v'osad the katzitzon. Matlad moko mida. Different gear sauce. Some require chapel is cooler. Okay? Whole discussion. Fine. Okay, very nice. Tosfos. V'yim tomar, v'idech levi chatzitzo, tavi miyut o ha-makbid, the miyut ha-makbid chotis b'kele kemo b'yodom. Yisim b'sechta mikvos. What's his question? Presumably the question is, I have a hand, long hand, I'm going to cut it in the middle. So the pasuk pshat is that part's going to be cut off. And therefore, you're makbid on that part. So at the midway point, where it's not going to be cut off, the water is not getting to the part which it should get. I'll tell you it's a base of storin. It's a base of storin, correct? Because right now it's covered up by the other half of the handle. Doesn't matter. You need royal to be a smite. That's the... We finish all these in Yana, we'll get to that. They said start with the sugya, it's on the Maram HaKamis. It's going to take a while until we get to those product, very big sugya. But we know that then. So he's an unbelievable answer. Ari bi yodos hakelim hasuyim ken chulios. Kosen shal shalosh shal baraz hasuyim betabos. Do you believe it? The handle's made from like links. So links, so there's no, so once you're going to cut it off, there's no problem with chatzitza because maybe you cut it off, it's loose. Pretty bit of a dochak answer if you ask me. But that's what he says. That's his answer. Fine. What is the other answer? So the Rash is, I think, is it this Mishnah? Is it? This one? We'll see if yes or no. Remember which Mishnah it's in. See if it's the Rash. Yeah. Somewhere in McFall's is Rash. I passed it. It should be somewhere here, no? Four and Coltis in. Pek Yud. Sorry about that. I had a funny hunch it was not here. Okay. Mishnah Hey. Thank you. Here he goes. Here's the same kasha. Eloma Dari Biyoda Shal Chulius. Come on. We're not
not discussing that. V'ein lo v'navi beis ha-storim lo v'avi yasmayim. Yidi roi l'avi yasmayim. Answers the Rash, the Chiddush Nifla. The abeis ha-storim, the kli, lo chashina b'chatitza klal. An original teretz, based upon earlier sugas. We're not learning Tfilas Kalim today, although Tfilas Kalim is relevant as a precedent. It's a Rashi Shabbos Tezvav, which we'll get to later on. Whether we compare it Adam to not is very critical. That's the issue. If you remember the mud that falls off by itself, it's not a chatitz, it's relevant to dissolving stitches. We'll see, get to this. Can we learn from Kalim to Adam or not? Right? So I thought the answer was yes. The Rashi says the answer was no. And that can be relevant to the stitches too. We'll see. Fine. That's what he answers. Great. Right. If the facts are right, the facts are right. But let's take a look, Rabosai, in the Ran over here. In Tomar, came in the wasal the katasso, harayu makbid olav, I feel the miyutu a makbid, kam in the chot of the tefila, I feel the bekalim, says the psochen gabi areva, so the psochen memheim and beis, by botak shibasitke areva, you may have the psochen memheim and alf, that's the way this comes up. Benichali, catch this now, the makbid olav hainu, shekosh olav, kisha omeid shom bishas tefila, at that moment, it's not a problem. Gentlemen, please open your Gemara, Masechta Nida. You have the Gemara. This is the Ran speaking. The Ran in Masechta Shavuos, that's printed in the back of all of our Gemaras. Take a look, please, Rabbi Osai. The Ran Hilchos Nida, towards the very end. My editions, I think you most of you have. There we go. The last page, page Tezayin. It's the last page of Hilchos Nida.
And the original Dabi Arif?
Oh, yeah, Zayin Amanaf, sorry. Seems like it's, I think it's Zayin Amanaf, Mishnah Dabi Arif of Masechta Shavuos, which it really is. But Raivin Zal Maskim, he says, the Raivin says, Kol Shemakbid Bo Lif Omim, Afal Pisha Einu Makbid Bo Bishas Tvila, it's a problem. That's Tabas Mudek Es Chotzetzes. Afal Gav, the Bishas Tvila, Miyut Nishen Amakbidu, Mepnei Shai Isha Mepedis Bo, Kshas Lisha Chayotzi Bo. Wee! Steer in the Ran. Here the Ran says, Makbid means when? At that moment. And here the Ran says, quoting the Raivin favorably, a steer in the Ran. Yeah. Who has this kasha? The Avnei Nezer has this kasha. Steer in the Ran. Let's open the Avnei Nezer since we can have it in front of us. Less than patience. Almost there. Oh, it's just spread out what I needed. What happened over here? Is it mine of its own? Ooh, it's fine. Now I don't know what I did over here, for better or worse. I'm going to press some kind of button. Computers have minds of their own, right? What's the Ran? Tamuli! The Sosa Dibriatsa Peg Beza Shuis! Astira! got it. It's not, it's not my kasha. I'm the Nezer's kasha. It's a great kasha. It's a great kasha. It's a very fancy pshat. Let's read what he says. What's this gzer miyuta makbet about the ruva hamakbet? B'cholot ha-rakul ha-ra, it's really miyuta at the ruva, all the ruva ala-parts, right? For example, by Eruv. That makes a gzer. Or Rov Simonim, a shchita. Just came out of Sukkos. Tzil Simonim v'mechamsa, chen ha-rabbas. V'lo v'nigza b'chatzitza miyuta at the ruva. It's a good question, no? An excellent question. We don't think about these questions. V'nirali, shim tzara kulo b'tocha mayim. Yotz be'etzvah afilu serachas chutz lo also tefil afilu man ha-torah. V'kulo b'tocha mayim. V'chotz be'miyuto, hu darmina be'miyuto en ha-chotz men ha-torah. Chas v'sholom, yovo ulitos, t'chatzitza en ha-posel klal. Why? T'akochos choshiv tefila kam b'mokam she-chotz. D'ilav hochi, el ha-chatzitza mashvi el ha-chesoron tefila, ha-rei chesoron tefila be'miyuto en ha-posel men ha-torah. We're afraid of a Talmud Chochem. Most of us because they're Amoritz. Here's exactly because of a Talmud Chochem. Chavos on the figure, wait a minute. If Chatzitza, we know the whole body has to be in the water, right? You're letting it go in with this here. So apparently, it's considered to be in the water. So the Ruba is also not going to be a problem. Afraid of a London, not afraid of an Amoritz. That's what he says. Oh, so how does this work? Yodos HaKelim. Nehi Dayotzi, Milo Choshev Kli, Mikonga Mokom Chatach, Eno Meshuka B'toch HaMayim Mikol Tzad. He has a Gevaldik Akasha, which the Tzemach Tzedek raises. Forget about Chatzitza. It's a big Machlok, it's Gedoli HaRishonim. It goes back to Rishonim, Achronim. No one comes up with the case of a woman who couldn't breathe even for a second under the water. Wanted to give her a snorkel. You know what a snorkel is? Ever go out, you go here, you have a little pipe here, it goes over the water so she can breathe. So what's the worst case scenario? It's a mere chenemach, but what's the problem? Someone say that tefillah is no good midoraisa. What's with the rice? She's totally underwater. No. Totally underwater, and she has something on her hand. Everything's underwater. She's underwater. The chatzitza's underwater. Everything's underwater. Here, the little pipe that goes up over the water is not under the water at all. I think that's what he's asking over here. So if I have a handle of a pot, and I put it under the water to a certain point, over where the chatzitza's going to be, but that point is not under the water at all because it extends to the other half of the handle which goes over the water. That, I believe, is his question. Yotzi mitoch ha-mayim. V'yedino ki le'etzbok tana yotzi mitoch ha-mayim. Wow. Chvem ezeinu. Ein adam le'etzba. The etzba, yotzi re'etzba v'hazeh me'rov tzod of chutz l'mayim. Ava kli zeh ein mektsos of chutz l'mayim. Rak mitzad echad hu tzad elyon sheyad dovek bo, that the handle is attached to it. The kevan shafilu ain chelik mechalokov yotze chutz l'mayim brubak b'miyuto. I didn't bust a roll of a kosher. Whoa! The kevan yovo litos the chatzitza and apostle klal. Well, the moment made a mistake. Why? The lokein yedino kilu chutz l'mayim fiesta b'miyuto. Alavadai ain chatzitza apostle klal. Didn't do that. Yevshe shiyah hechshem mishum shein chatzitza apostle. To feel the ain't chatzitza poselas, neither did Dan love chatzitza the vadu, and mitzad a devek biyad and a meshuka b'toch ha-mayim. But koch a hechshe meshen the berov tzadim who meshuka b'toch ha-mayim, ma'ashen b'toch ha-mayim who b'miyuto, ken a hechshe meshen miyuto and nigz a miyuto meshen rubu. Chiddush Noiron Abdin is a genius. You know, we might what we call kalkoloso takanoso. Because if this is the problem is that the rice is a problem. Must be there's no problem in this case. That's why this case is better, because it's worse, it's better. A genius shot of the Avnei Nezer to answer this question. Okay. He gives another answer. He's a genius. only really, if this is, this is, I don't want to read the whole thing. Yeah.
If based on the Zifrin Yosef, yeah, maybe you wouldn't say it's not a kasha at all, because if they want the object there at the time of the tefillah, so even if they brought them a knife at the time of the tefillah, whatever, for whatever reason they wanted to cut the kli, but they wouldn't cut it before they went to the mikvah. So
that's what the Ran and the Kedushin said.
Right, but it's not a steer to the Ravid.
Why?
Because the Ravid only said, I thought the Zifrin Yosef said that the Ravid only said what he said, that since if they brought the woman dough when she's going to the mikvah, so she would want to take the ring off right now when she's going to the mikvah. So if she wouldn't want to take the ring off, if under the circumstances she wouldn't want to take the ring off right now under any circumstances when she's going to the mikvah, so then it wouldn't be a chatzitza. So I want the handle of the kli in order to put the kli into the mikvah, so then the handle of the kli can't be a chatzitza when I'm doing the ma'aseh tefila. It can't be.
Like the Chassam Sofer mentioned a few minutes ago. He had dafka wanted to be there. And the ring...
The ring, you don't want it to be there, you just don't care. So therefore, if they brought me dough to need right now, when the woman's going to the mikvah, inside the mikvah, they brought her dough, so she would take the ring off. Therefore, it's a chatzitza. I thought that's what the Zifrin Yosef said.
We'll have a new policy. We'll bring dough into the mikvah, we'll bring it to the dough, we'll have a new... We'll have a big challah bake in our shul next week, the Shabbos project. And we'll make it in the mikvah. We'll have a challah bake. We'll see if people take off. Not a good idea. Okay, anyway. Okay, I hear you. It's a good point. That's very good. That's very good. Okay, we got to sharpen that a little bit, but sounds good. Anyway, Aliyah is known for his charifas. This itself is pretty charifas, I'll say. But Vav, I think, even tops that. Ordinarily, the Medina didan shemi olam hayolav aruchos yad utchiluk shaso yad lekli lohaya makbidov choshev ena makbid. Unbelievable word. He says most chatzitzas are superimposed on the individual kli or person that's going to the mikvah. The ring, she wasn't born with a ring on her finger. When she first came into the world, she didn't come with a ring. But the pot, when it was first used the first time, how they made the pot, did they solder it on or did they attach it later? This item was a big shachas. The first time the pot was ever used, the handle was there. Watch this. The inyan eino makli b'tefila, the keshel shel kayoma b'shabbos. Woo! I was going to say this in another place too. Connected to keshel shel kayoma. Wow. The she'eino makbid bottle of gufo, uksha makbid lahasiro, choshev dollar bifnayatmo, af kodem she siro, vlo bottle. Vechen kesher, shein daito lahatiro, havi kesher, vim daito lahatiro, ach meach shalo havi kesher klal. Wee! Yeah, this is a real charifus de kapsha. Ulchorab and matur kesher shal kayama. Lama Yischayev. Look at this charifus. To call them shematir b'maisa, hom machshavta lehasiro. Shul avikesh kayama. Wee. And the machshava in the chayav lo tasik siv the machshava gomer bialmas. Washing gittin the nungal nungimul. Hear what's going on? Hear what's happening in this Rav Eliezer? The minute you make a mental decision to untie the knot, it's lost the status of kayama. So when I untie it with my hands, I should be potter. Why is Matev Chayav and Lamtes Malachos? You gotta love it. The Tzarech Loma, the Kaveh and Shoya Tchila Kesher Kayama v'Nasa Kesher Shuv Lo Poka Minei Shem Kesher v'Masha Dato LeHasira. Okay. V'Chanami Kaveh the Tchila Kodesh Shaso Yad Lohya Makbid Olav Av Shachakach Dato LeHasira Adayin Choshiv. To me, she'eno makpid olav. I guess as opposed to a ring, one puts on a finger. He wasn't born with the ring. Probably took her 20 years to get engaged to get the ring or married. Put on the ring. That's the most typical ring I've been talking. Although I don't know, antiquity. I don't know if they had these rings. I don't know what they did. What kind of rings we're discussing over here in the Ravid's case? Anyway, that's what he suggests. Two charifas to kapshatim and aminezer. To answer the kasha, the stira in the Ran, between the Ran and Chul, Nafah and Gimel that we saw, Ran is right in front of you. The end of Hilchos Nidah, printed in Masechta Shavuos and printed in the back of Al Gemaras. Those are the two answers that he gives. One sharper than the rest. Okay, let's turn to the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek know, there were two Tzemach Tzedek, you know, there was the original, the earlier one, then there's the, of course, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, Tzemach Tzedek. Everyone knows. I think he became more famous since, you know, he joined the winning party. Tzemach Tzedek HaKadmo, Tzemach Tzedek Lubavitch. You understand what that means? Who in this room ever heard of Tzemach Tzedek HaKadmo? Whoever heard of Tzemach Tzedek Lubavitch? If you're in the right party, you get good press. Okay. He was a good Godel Lubavitcher. The first one was beyond that. A Godel Mamish. You read his Chuvas, Meridik Mamish. Watch this. He quotes the Gemara. He quotes the Rash. We just saw the Rash. Gave his Terence. Quotes the whole Sugi Masech Techulin that we saw. Quotes Tosus. He tells you where it is. Mishnah Eir Leovin got Batzik and Sitzka Areva in Makbel of Chotzes in Rotsa Bekiuma Rezu Kareva as part of the pot itself of the eating trough as the case may be. The Ran has a kash. True has a kash. Ask the Tzemach Tzedek the Abdenezes kash. I mean, in effect, you came before. Yeah. The kash Ali that Difa Velachos in the chotetz or in the chotetz zel pachach bim dover a chotetz dit bal kulo b'mayim b'chagad the mar kol yoni chatzitza kamo b'gemar reish pek b'av the Shabbos in the Erevin b'kvos shemayosh nit bal kulo toch ha-mayim av ha-piken choshev chatzitza kev eshu mafsik ben ha-mayim b'ben ha-dover shatzor ha-tvila lefam lo choshev ha-fsek in a makbid kegufo rashi in Erevin zem manik shadover a chotetz nit bal kulo b'mayim. Yeah. Lo kei b'dinun zeh she'eino matpul el admokom she'osa litzotz v'ashach kulo chutz l'mayim im kein ha'afim t'tzalom ed'eino chotetz chudas harano das harash im kol zeh k'arei kemish l'nitbo b'mayim im kein gam mokom ha'chatach hu l'nitbo b'mayim sh'mayim lo hayo mekifin osa b'mokom rak b'tzadar b'lo me'al gabo, like the snorkel case, the Shabbat d'oraisa u'kshalova b'toch ha'mayim. The walls of Tzivah Daraisa. After Mashu Echutz Amayim. The Rambam writes. How can no one ask this kasha? How can no one ask this kasha? Wow. Now, where's the source that it's really true? Where's the source? So someone to bring a right from a Mishnah, it says in Lashon Ki'ilu Lo Tova, as if it's nothing. Well, you find the Mishnah in Mikvos, Kortus if so say, Ki'ilu Lo Tovla, Vare Hosam Al Korcha Midin Chatzitza Levadi, because the whole body is under the water. No! There was some post who disagreed with the Tzemach Tzedek L'chumra. They said like this, if it's a Chatzitza, it's bundled to my goof. Woman goes like, watch this, she goes to the Mikvos like this. Say, bottle to the goof. Her body can't be bottled to her own body. The top lip can't be bottled to the bottom lip, vice versa. There are some who want to say, and here it's also a daraisa. Rachmana litzlan, if this is true, we're in deep trouble. Where's the first mention of OCD? The last Ramban in the Chasidim. You never saw this Ramban. I've dealt with many situations where they're so worried about the tefillah. OCD. You want to take a break and show the first? We'll get back here without losing it?
Yeah.
I want to show you the Ramban. The last Ramban of Chasnid. Mamish OCD. Here, maybe. Would it be here? Yes, he's here. Needle Ramban, the last Perek, the last Halach. Umidine chatzitza lo tov veyo sa'odom.
This is right there yesterday, no? Next word was levado, right? The Ramban always called, talks in biblical Hebrew.
Mach meyos amidai.
Against chumras. There are certain movements against chumras in certain movements. So they're anti-chumras. Ramban's against chumras, at least here. Against chumras.
Umachapes achas fekes lifsol tfilosa bedover akal. Ki im kain, ein ledover sof.
OCD. I have people call me up with Charles. Maybe this, and maybe this, and maybe this, and maybe this. Not just in Tila, neither two. There shall be Maris that are white on white. Maybe this, maybe this. Okay, you have to listen, you have to be nice, but to be careful not to be OCD.
El acha shechofafa rosha v'sorka b'mastrik v'chofafa v'rochtel koya gufa v'chamin v'nistira levilti tiga v'shum davar shechotis v'tasa tfilosa v'pshitus e'vareh v'chol gufa v'lo yachnis odom rosha b'sfekas achamuras asha eilem keitz v'sof kagon.
He gives the exact example.
Otzmoy ne yoser kortus v'soser b'yoser b'shal sfekas kimiyuka la'avchin ben atz otzma b'yoser ben otzma b'yoser.
That's the yetz. That's the last words out of the Ramban's pen.
But you know what? If it's a dashav of the rice, it's not so crazy to be a little bit worried about it. So he, that Nineza, says to the Rabbana, and the Ramban is good. But to those who say no, a shav of the rice, it's like the snorkel, because the whole chatzitza means not only that's under the water, but it's only something which is on the body. So it can be bundled to the body, but not the lip onto the lip. Just mention it as an en passant. This is just, you should know that if we learn these halachas, you have to understand, especially if we're married men in this room, you have to understand that this is the most important rabban to understand. This woman got a little bit bent out of shape. Okay, so good. It's beautiful that they're frum and observant and machmer. Okay, but some places are not supposed to be machmer. We believe off. Okay, so he thinks it's only the rabban. Okay. Where were we? Right here, right? But it's a din d'oraisa, yeah. I found a sidre tara, quote like this. Uvekar tosif. So here it is. B'daraisa havi kilo tavla mishum. Then we're all the bias mayim. I'm sidre tara shem nechlag ala b'din ahu. The comic of shalohaya mashu tocha mayim mashu lev d'oraisu. In other words, the question is called so sad. Where the who? Where the Zichron and Yosef? The same Zichron Yosef we like. He's the biggest makel. He's the biggest machmer. He says, "You mashava daraisa." Got to take the good with the bad, right? Well, it's all good. Okay. The same is called the Gulas Alias, the famous from Mikvos. I think he also says like this, like the Zichron Yosef. If I'm not mistaken. Watch this. V'chein nira mimashikosav Adoni Oviz Keni Mori V'Rabi Hagoyin Nishmos Oveda. Who's that? Who's his grandfather? The Balatanya. Also the Gdoli Ador. V'solfil chasnida shlo b'dinei tiliko mikva. Okay. If one hair goes on the mashukhas v'sholem, the raisin. That's obvious it's the raisin. No one is saying it's a hair. I don't know anybody in the world who thinks if a hair goes over the water, it's not the raisin. The biggest problem in all of the chasnida is the hair going over the water. I mentioned on Thursday, that's why some of them cut the hair. Okay? That's the biggest problem. Nothing else can really be a daraisa. That's it. So that's the biggest problem that I know about. That doesn't prove anything about the snorkel case, which is not exactly the same thing. Whatever it may be. So what's Taka the answer in our sugya? V'tzarech loma, shemokom she'osid l'kotetzon, oso mokom achtach, ha'ikulo toch ha'mayim. Okay, but so what? But it's one big handle. So what? So what? In kozek kosher, daf she yotocha mayim, afal pikein lo bo mayim olav klal shrei odef sheinu matul hukchutz lamayim kenu hoyu mayim al gabim mokam achatach ach behefsel lo dama lo chatzitza hosu mikom mokam avi amayim olav rak she odef mahefsel ben olav ben amayim adei chotzitz hava kan she odef don litbo mayim klal kenu hoyu mayim al gabim mokam achatach. I would say it's a deraisa. Tzarech loma. Even though he thinks it's a deraisa, you got to bow your head to the Rishonim. No Rishon said. No Rishon so far. No Rishon said it's a shavu deraisa. Tzarech loma. Kevin shehoya mokom machtach toch hamayim. Rakam shemach masa odef lo yochlu hamayim lover olah machmimal. Havale ketova al kulu chutok hamayim. Vachshash rakam shem chatzitza.
didn't answer anything. He just said the same thing. Like brisk. Zema Fadan. Should have been a Doraisa, but the Rishon said otherwise this must be a Dirabala. He didn't add anything over here. He just repeated it. But not so posh. Okay. Sarach Loma. Muzman Zogan, you have to say. You have no choice. You have no choice. You have no choice. You have no choice. It's interesting. There's a Meiri. Talk about Rishon, Meiri. Let's look at the Meiri in Chulin. Where were we in Chulin? This is Chulin, right? Meiri. Here we go. Umigdole hamafarshim. Watch. Hikshuba shebichu bibura mekomakam chotetz. Shere hayesir ala shir shu dovigimo hadakimish shahayalav tit ozefes. Ve'af al pi shu bimir chena makbir chena chotetz. Mikomakam mokam achatitza miyatsar lashoka b'mayim. Umitoch kach pishu, shetzar l'shogel kulam amayim. Ela shad mokam amida toras tvila olav, vechatzitza posel asbo. Aval mashe dad olakot, ein lev toras tvila, vechatzitza posel asbo. It was a piece of dirt on the top part. It's not a problem, but you have to put the whole thing under the water. Pile ploy mamish. The rive holds it as a shalva daraisa. It's the rive. That's what the. How do I know this? I mean, I look at every miri. Don't be choshed in my. Either my Bekias or my Ian. I didn't know about this. Rabbi Feivel Cohen taught it to me. Yeah. You have to be Urim. Gavalda the Sefer. Here in Sifchav Ches. It's in the Kuf Tzari Ches. You know what the case he's talking about? A woman who's afraid to go to the mikvah herself, or a handicapped woman. So what happens usually is another woman goes in with her and holds her hand. What's wrong with that? So it says in the Mechaber, you shouldn't hold tight. You let go a little bit. You hold a little bit loosely. It's a Mishnah in Mikvos. So on this sif, the Biurim, someone will say it's no good. The Talos is Psul de Rabbanan Mira Makvit. Okay, Mari Bruna. Okay. I think, says he, it's a Shalva Daraisa. Why? Woman A is being terrible. Woman B is holding on to her. Woman B's head is over the water. And if it's not completely surrounded by water, it's a Shalva Daraisa. You know, this is unbelievable. The Chazon Ish was so into this Svara. Unbelievable what he says. These things are rare. This could actually happen. Says the Chazon Ish, if a woman goes to the mikvah and there's some dirt on the bottom of the mikvah, could happen. Especially if a woman is going to a river or an ocean or who knows what. But it can happen even in a regular mikvah. Some lady came before and there's somehow some dirt got in there. Says the Chazon Ish, Tzadi Heivov, if nimtza bekarkis a mikvah, Zephes, Osha Dover Achotet, Ein Otfilim and Atorah, Mesha Ein Kogufa B'mayim, not on top, on bottom. Because the Zephes is attached to the ground. It's the same size as if the woman is holding it from the top and her head is over the water. Pile Ploim. Oh, wow. Shavriki Risi, Samachlokos Rishonim. He quotes Chulin Lefayim Gimel Amad Aleph, and all the Rishon were all about the Rabbana, but the Meiri quotes Gdolim Mefarshim, it's derived, as a child of a Daraisa. Wow. I think he's right. Wow. Machlokes Tosfos and derived. Wow. Wow, this is big stuff. Everyone follow me? But the bottom line is, whether it's Daraisa or Rabbana in this case, I don't think we have a right to extend the Chumrah to the Zichron Yosef's case.
causes of soseya. That's already a second step. And I'm saying it for a reason that no woman should get nervous that she held the lips too tight. Also, the maksim was the rabbonah, she's not makbid, and forget it's a miut, nothing to worry about. We'll get the cards and settle it down the road. We'll have to try to revisit this issue. Kerabose, Emily so far. Good. Now that I told you, we're still in the Chodesh Tishrei. The Chodesh Tishrei, I like to hold on as much as we can to the Chagim. Okay. Kostosis Teretz. The Chulyas. If the Chulyas is no problem of the Shabbat Daraisa, because it's a separate unit. Okay? Rosh didn't like it. Fine. Dochak, right? The Rosh, yeah. Kalim is different. Gives a run. Venira, this Shabbat, the Ran is right, depend upon that time or later times. Machlokas that the Rosh quotes in Sukkah. Agadolim, I'm saying. They find links that we can't find. Sukkah, as it's connected to Hilchos Nidah. Watch this. The Rosh quotes on Machlokas in Sukkah, first Peksim and Beis. Teven Ubitlo. You know the case. You might probably look at Sukkah made over Yontif. A Sukkah more than 20 amas high is no good. So, yeah, but what do? Put something on the floor. So you put them on the floor, so now it's less than 20 amas high. If you raise the floor, by definition, you lower the ceiling. It's no longer 20 amas above the new floor. So I put there Teven, Sukkah, I think that's Dalit, in Mesechta Sukkah. Ibitul Yolam Bina, Ogamas Mansagi. You have to put it there forever? Or just for a certain amount of time? So the Ran says, Bitul Lishiva Sagi. So they have to put it there for 7 days. 7 days of Sukkos. Akoros Vile, Gamkan, Kishenicha Le Sheyamo Sham Achas Ketitza, Nikra Ein Makbid Olav, Tahavale Kimavakal Sham Lizman. It goes to Rashi in Sukkot Daf Hei, Sheino Makbid Olav, Botel Gabay, I think it's Avov, that we saw already before in Likude Rashi. Alma Dimidin Bitel Nogubo, that the Chatzitza is bottled to the Guf. And here the Tevin is bottled to the floor. Do you need bottle forever? Don't you need bottle forever? It's a machlokas we've shown in the Sechta Sukkah. In Cain, if you did read post, come shom, the bitbuli olam beinon, I think it's the Ravan that the Rosh quotes. Vim lav lo mahani, ishlo magam kan, av sheno makbid, sheyamo kain, ezes man, kain, and shemakbid, so yamo kain, liolam, and it's a bitbuli lavi guf of a chayitz. That's Pshat and Tosis in the Rashi, but the Rashi, they didn't give the Ran's Teretz. Something that's Balua. I'm to Balua right now. What's wrong with this picture, gentlemen? What's wrong with this picture? Isn't there a steer in the Ran? If the Ran in Sukkah says it's enough to have Bittul the Shiva, right? We say it's like compared. The Ran is good. The Ran is good. The Ran in what? The Ran in Chulin and the Ran in Sukkah will be good. Still, the problem of the Ran in Shavuos, that maybe we'll have to give Daniel's Teretz or some other Teretz. Okay, fine. I mean, it isn't too fancy Teretz. So what's not going to be good, I guess, will be the Rush. Rush will be a problem because the Rush Paskins there that. It's enough to have bitul for 7 days. He goes, but yeah, but he himself, I'll show you the rush. Look at it inside. Don't trust the Rebbe ever. But the rush over here holds like the rush, only based on the kalim. So he is worried about it. If it would be for a human being, right? And except the chulin, you have to. It is a problem if you want to remove it later on. Whereas over here in Sukkah, when the rush quotes this. Watch this. Kol bittel d'shmait and pirush Rashi l'zayin yomim. The Rach, Rabbi Avi, as you the Rav Yo, pirush at olam. V'nirek pirush Rashi. Rashi is right. You don't have to have forever, right? But the bittel d'ochos man mitzvah sukadom yodemiyat the koysel of the choretz is right from erev and dafayin zayin for that Shabbos, and it's enough. We'll come back to it a little bit later on. So it's a stira in the rush. Not a stira in the run. It's a stira in the rush. Stira. A stira in the rush. Now the rush is a gaval de garaya. It quotes one Ehrman. Bittul for that Shabbos is enough. I get out of that raya. The Truma Sadesha talks about that. Will I find him? Should? Mm-hmm. You showing him? Too much Hadeshin. Too much Hadeshin asks this, discusses whether this raya is a valid raya or not a valid raya. Let's see if I have the right one. Try this one first. Not sure which half. Discussing this question, that's Rach Rav Yo, the boy Bittuli Olam. We just quoted that, right? Takam the Sukkah. What do you do with this Gemara in Erevin? No, the Rosh is Raya. No. Ha the boy Inu Bittuli Olam Hainu Nimechitza the Sukkah Doraisa. Avol Tiltu Shabbos Midrabban and Modu. The Mestam Lo Pliga and the Manu Gemara Chulin. Very important to remember Sadesha. Why is it so important? Who we're discussing presumably the Rabbanans. We're discussing a miut. So it's going to come out, if the Jumas Nesh is correct, that even those who would otherwise require a bitul olam would agree for our purposes that they wouldn't require it. That's great. That's great news. Perhaps we make the following answer to the Rosh as follows. Gentlemen, the Rosh is makel in Sukkah for the reason of why? It's an Indian of bitul for Sukkah. It's enough to have kol's man mitzvoso. That's what the Lashon Hashanah used. Kol's man mitzvoso. Once Sukkot ends, it's completely irrelevant. It's man mitzvoso, right? What does it mean? Kol's man mitzvoso. That's all you need. Zayin yom. Kol's man mitzvah Sukkot. Gentlemen, What's Kol's man mitzvah's tvila?
Always.
Until menopause, I guess, right? I mean, in theory, I mean, the women will go on estrogen replacements after menopause. They have to go to the mikveh at age 70. Yeah, I'm not joking around. They simulate their periods. It exists. Anyway, whatever. So the olam. So that's why he followed the same idea of Kol Zman Mitzvasa, and Kol Zman Mitzvasa was Leola, because it's very possible that it could happen again. Okay. Perhaps it's a possible answer. As far as the Ran is concerned, again, let me give you a Terence. The Ran, perhaps we give a similar terrace to the Ran. The Ran also goes with such a mahalach. And when the Ran says that it's enough to consider what you're concerned about right now, as far as the Kli is concerned, Kli is now Tomei. You want to be matpul the Kli. So we should say, well, Zmana was the Olam? Maybe not. Right now it's Tummy. You put it into the water, it's going to be Tor. Now it is true, it can become Tummy again. That's true. But that's a new bracious, a new story. It's not a woman becomes Tummy every month, typically. But a Kli, know, if you guard it properly, you'll never become tummy again. Maybe that's a distinction which the Ran may hold from. Perhaps, Rav Osa. So speaking to Zichron Yosef, he brought four rayas to be maker. I want to tell you how the Avnei Nezer tries to take apart all four of the rayas. You got to love the Avnei Nezer. He's, I said before, he's very sharp. Now he's going to be, I should say, a little more methodical. I should probably start all over again. Just do I get to what I want? Start from scratch. So in Reish and Gimel, he's Marich in discussing this issue. Shuv, I found Zichron Yosef. And what does Zichron Yosef say? We know what he says. Kol Shein Makpidol of Ata Ena Makpid. I, Lisha, any moment. But you said, Lisha should be any moment. That's how Rabbi Moshe understood Zichron Yosef. He bought four rice. First raya, who bear Hashem is guy, but not Tzvich Tvila. Why? After the Hebrew, the 9 months are up, it's makba to get out of the mother's womb. No. Raya number one. The Didi Ein Ze Raya. Why is not a raya? For a morbidly schuchas the chote, it's Pirish Rashi. The tit for davaracha and nidbak behem and the chotas. You know why? She no makbar aleim fisha no fel me elov. Hine lo choshev makbid masha me elov. Vachanami mash kemen jem me elov yotze lo kore makbid rakam dato la hasiya b'maisa av yitzias of vlad merecham hua ha'emu b'teva. This is the source for dissolvable stitches. The post from Omega, dissolvable stitches based on the Rashi, Shabbos of Tetzavim and Beis. And you see, Klar from the Avnezer, he equates a human being with a Kli. You see there, that those who don't like the Talmud just distinguish. So before we got Beis, it's a thorough possible distinction. That's right number one. Right number two. But arriving in Basik, Mesit Kareva, the Beshayim Osach Shona, who Kareva, Psochem Nachem Heman Aleph, after Shagia Pesach Yakbet Olof, have to get rid of it at Pesach. You see, it depends upon now, not upon later on. Nah, God will have Raya. Shri Hosam the Mafli ben Kazayas, the Pogos be Kazayas, Hainu bitfano, so the Osil the Chazek Tzas. We can have Botzek Shu Tzorach HaKli, who Atzma Mekabo Tumma. This rabbi called Tzorach HaKli the Tumma, Chul Kuf Yitches, Medechsil Lechem Lechol Tzorchechem, who Atzma Meklal HaKli Vena Chotis. That's different. Why is that different? Because there, it's mamash part of the kli. Okay. Third raya. So there, she yodav tzvuos for shochet she yodav luchlocha bedam kuf tzadiches if yitzayin av she bevada yadiach yodav beregel nebuch. He's saying that even the shochet or the painter is so busy working, he has no time to wash up his hands on Friday. But erev Pesach, erev Sukkos, erev Shana, not going to wash up his hands. Still calling him Akbid. No. Here's Shlomar, who said, Ad also Zman Yava Memela, the Rambam says, in Nuchel Shabbos, Chamimus HaBosel Maveres HaKsav Dach HaZman. Like Rashi Betit, O Memela, Nuchel Akbid. No. He's assuming that he's not going to have any painting jobs in Erev Pesach. That's a busy, it's the busiest time for a painter before Pesach. Now, whatever, I'm getting involved with sociology. Fine. He brought a riot from Saros, the Osel Mokom, Shinidbuku, says the Mishnah, the Pnuya Eino Chotetz, should the Eino Makpedes. After Yachas Shem Tinosei Tia Makpedes. Hey. Again, lo kasha. Ki after Shem Tika Leach Asaras Kol Shem Tinosei Lo Tak Bidim Yishor Asaras Medubokim. Kei Meshem Shem Yishor Kach Liolam. Ho Choshem Shol Kayom B'Shabbos. So Tfilah too. She'll cut the whole hair off. Certain parts of the world, the minig was to do that. So he knocked off all the four riots. Now he comes like this. What about Rashi? The Rashi now and by tit. Ach mit dem Rashi asa betit sheinu chotetz should the ena makla la siren sheibul b'meila. That Rashi ena muvan. He throws in a monkey wrench. We love this for the Rashi. Makla means he's going to remove it. It's going to fall off by itself. It's not called makpid. Salvable stitches we want to put into that category, right? Right? He himself liked it when it came to the paint. The Uber liked it. Here's the following kasha. L'chayna muvan. Why? The kol shekein. Im yipo memelo she'eno botel ala kli. What? If the whole svara of chatzitza of not being chotez is that it's bottled to the kli, we saw the Rashi in Sukkah, that's quoted the Kutei Rashi and our Sukkah that's Sabbath Zayim and Beis, it's bottled to the goof. Wait a minute. Could it fall out by itself? It's not both to the kli or to the goof. It should be more of a chatzitza. Ooh. Vashili Shabbos. Kuf nun zainam et beis. Berashi. Ulahachi nokat gemi. Sheroya lemachal behema. Vlomabat alios keshe shokayama. De mintak kishayavesh. Could it fall off by itself? Not like a kesher shel kayam. Of course, the Adon Ezra l'shita, so he links. What we saw before in Nacharifus, he links kesher shel kayam with bittel. He put those two concepts together. See, that's his kasha. That's his kasha. He's l'shita, so, and he says it here again in this siman before we saw before in Reish Samach Zayin. He said it over here as well. He says. As with the Russian mikvahs, mashkosha keresh shel kayam in Shabbos, who the kari eno makbid. That's what we saw before. It's bottle, right? That's what we saw in Reish and Gimel. The same thing over here, as well. Tamach l'shneim, shnei lo mevatel l'gamri, yepoter in Shabbos as a chatzitza. So he's going to remove it after you get better, okay? So it's considered to be it's a potential problem. So back to the Shabbos comparison. So he says like this: Asha akeinire, the toli and b'shas tefila hayanichala im lo hayasham. So more b'kli zchuche shadava ketev for yanichale shlo yitzarech l'troach la'asiro. You'd rather not have to be bothered to remove it. Aval titch him a mele yipo by this man muot ho eno makbid eno chotzeitz. What does that mean? Right now, you don't care either way. It's going to fall off by itself. Great. It's not a chatzitza. Tabas muhudekas b'yetzba dibishas tzvila ein tzricho lenoi. She's not beautifying herself anyway, she's going to the mikveh. No one's looking. For yanichala shalo yiyasham shema titztarach techev lolush. The chalabek in the mikveh, yeah. But titztarach l'trach basaroso. Yeah. So that's the issue. That she'd rather not have it. She'd rather not have it right now. Donnie, is this what you said? More or less? Along your lines. Rather not have it now, so that's because you're going to have to leave the pain in the neck to take it off. She didn't bother taking it off. That's considered to be a chatzitza. When it comes to the tint on the kli, it's going to fall off anyways shortly by itself. So therefore, you're not makbid. It's in a chotetz. Even though it's going to fall off by itself, so yes, the kasha before, it should be even more of a chance of chatzitza because it's less bottled to the kli. No, because you don't care about it at all. But when it comes to the ring, you're going to want to take it off at one point in time. At one point in time. Wow. Wow-wee. This is, I think, the Svar, which we saw before Chasam Sofa, you dafka want it there. And it's comparable, he says as follows. Oh, a chetz, that the Rashi is in Sakona Basaroso. It's like the Mordechai, Ein Chotz, the Mishnah, Ein Amak Peretz, Sakona Basaroso. The difference is, the chetz, you really don't want it there at all. That's why it's a problem. You don't want it there. But this dreadlocks, whatever they call it, kaltenis, it's a refuah, sheshoav in akev arosh, ukshemasir in yishor akev arosh, your headache is cured by having this kind of funny hair. V'nichala bekalten hadavuk, I challenge you to find in the medical journals where this kind of having hair prevents headaches, or can even prevent death, according to what the Mordechai says. Do me a favor, look up in the medical, you have some relatives who are in the medical field, find out what this means. Okay. I wanted to finish that, we have to go to Yud Beis, you don't have to do it yet. Remind me tomorrow, we'll start from Yud Beis and Avnei Nezer B'Seyar B'Shlai. Okay. Almost everybody gave me the cream.